What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode with Life with DBX. I'll be your host today, David, also known as DBX. So check this out. Today we're going to talk about your frustration in fitness and kind of how to make fitness a little bit better, easier, and faster, I guess you could say. But it's not going to be easy to get to that point. Not at all. So let's think about this for a second. So I used to legit have trouble with certain aspects of fitness, and I'm always trying new things, and every time I try something new, obviously I'm not as good as someone who's done it for a very long time or as fast, and it takes me a lot of time to do stuff. So sometimes my workout used to take me about 5 hours, and that's because it would take me, so I would start with a swim, and my swim legit would be 600 meters, and those 600 meters would take me damn near an hour to do. 600 meters would take me an hour to do, and I didn't really know at the time if that was good or bad. I just didn't know. I knew that it wasn't that fast, like I knew that, and also, like, you know, riding 20 miles on the bike would take me close to 2 hours, you know, getting new into the cycling, you know, not really knowing about stuff, you know. So it's just like, even being a fitness professional, you know, you specialize in certain areas until you branch out even more. And I've done some things, but I've never done some of these things for time. And running 3 miles, I mean, I used to be able to run a mile in 5 minutes, but, you know, long distance wise, I would slow it down. So it would take me about close to an hour to do about three miles. Sometimes it takes me 45 minutes. It all depends on the day. So, and then I would do a lift afterwards. And I love my lift. Need to do my lifting. And then my calisthenics for basketball. It is a lot. So let's put it this way. So in order for me to get to the point where I enjoy the workouts, I have to get to the point where I can do it efficiently and faster. You know, so what you want to do is you just want to educate yourself on, you know, form, what others do to get better at it. Even hire a trainer if you need to hire a trainer to kind of maximize your time. Because you doing a 5-hour workout is fine if it really does require that. But if you can get everything you need done quicker, then why not? You know, so now, like, because of repetition and consistency and doing my workouts practically every day, I may take a rest day. I may not. More than likely, I'm training 7 days a week. I'll get into that whole program another time. But, you know, with my swimming, for example, you know, like I said, it took me an hour to do 600 meters. And I would have to switch between breaststroke, which is my easiest stroke, to freestyle. And now I only freestyle, and I don't, you know, because I've been swimming every single day. You know, close to 6 times a week. Sometimes I do 7, like I just said. And now for 600 meters, it takes me literally 12 minutes. You know, 12 minutes. Sometimes if I'm really going hard, 10 and some change. So now, like, I'm much faster. So now that I'm faster, I say to myself, I just gotta get in the pool real quick. Ain't gonna take long. Before, I'd be like, damn, I gotta do this. It's gonna take me an hour. Shit. And it would be harder to get to the gym to do the workout because I knew it was gonna take me so damn long. And now it's just like, I say to myself, listen, I'm only doing 1,000 meters because that's what I do now. I do 1,000 meters. It takes me 19 minutes and 43 seconds to do 1,000 meters now. And I'm like, it's a quick 19, quick 20 minutes. You know what I'm saying? So I fluctuate between 19 to 20. And I'm like, all right, it's not that long. I'll get in, bang that out, call it a day, no problem, you know? And now when I cycle, when I do 20 miles on the bike, I'm using the road trainer now, the Zwift program, you know, I can get 20 miles done in under an hour. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm at the point where I can ride 56 miles consecutive, like straight, and I'm happy about that because I've been riding every day. Now, you don't have to do long durations every day. Just do short bursts until you start getting comfortable and starts feeling a little easier, then you add more to it and keep it going, you know? And, you know, that's much better. And now when I go running, literally for 3 miles, now I kind of understand myself a little bit more. Now I'm getting that done in like 31 minutes. Fastest I've done the 3 miles. Well, I can't say the fastest, I didn't time the other time, but one of the fastest I've done 3 miles in the Spartan race was under an hour. And then when I'm just regular road running, fast I think is 26 minutes. So, you know, what I'm saying is, like, training for my first triathlon, and now that I've been consecutively training and staying consistent, now it's much easier. So when I say I gotta do my workout, I'm like, okay, something that would take me 5 hours, now it takes me about 2.5. Not even. You know, sometimes 2, depending on what I'm doing. And then I add the lift in it, then I'll get into 2.5, 3. So you really, and I superset everything so my lift doesn't take me long anymore. So basically what I'm saying is, like, don't get discouraged or upset that, you know, it's hard and it takes you a lot of time to get it done. With proper planning and consistency, you will definitely lower your times and get a more effective workout. You know, there'll be less rest periods. There'll be, you know, more reps with heavier weights is going to give you that, you know, that result you're looking for. You know, even with your diet, I mean, once you start finding foods out there that are healthy and not so bland, I mean, look, I've been eating chicken, rice, and, you know, sweet potatoes, and, you know, I'm tired of it. But, you know, I have a cousin who loves to dabble in different recipes, and apparently there's a lot more recipes out there that you can have, you know, healthy frittatas and stuff like that. So, and that's beyond the point. What I'm saying is, you know, just be consistent. And yes, at first it's going to take a lot of time, but just know, and this is how I keep myself motivated, just know that being that it's not forever. So because it takes so much time now, don't mean it's going to take so much time later. You know, you will get faster. The workouts will be much, much quicker. And then your recovery time is going to be so much more faster. You know, so you ain't going to get that 2 days later and, oh my God, I'm super sore, I can't do nothing, blah, 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 blah. No, you'll be like, oh, no, I'm good, I can keep going. You know? And in my program, sometimes I will train 7 days a week for 3 weeks and take 5 days off, depending on how my body feels. And then when I go back to it, I know what you're saying, oh, it's too much rest period. No, because when I go back to it, I end up getting a new PR. So, you know, I'm not going to repeat myself again, but what I'm saying is just stay consistent, keep doing it, train for performance, not for looks. The looks will come when the numbers drop down on your times. Performance wins every time. All right? So, that's my time. Thank you for listening, man. And I hope you guys are, and gals, hope you are staying consistent and trying to reach this goal. You know, I know what everybody says every year. Oh, it's 2020. Oh, it's 2019. No, this is a year. And you have the time. Mark it in your calendar date of when you want to see these results. And not the full results. Partial results. I'd like to see my body fat drop 1% by this month. 2% by this month. 3% by this. It's a long game. It's a marathon. It's not a sprint. If it was a sprint, it'd be easy. So, y'all have a good day or night, whichever you're listening to it. And thank you again, all right? I'm out.